Yes.
Secretary McNamara for him, 219.
Right.
Sir.
Bob, Mr. President.
I was with the UP and I didn't know your call came in, but I was over there bragging on you and telling how you're handling my bases.
Well, United States, I called to tell you that I held a press conference at noontime today and I emphasized the actions we were taking were directed toward accomplishing your objective of maximizing economy in the government, but the decisions on whether or not to close bases were mine. Secondly, that in answer to questions regarding the Navy Yards, that we were not recommending closing Navy Yards at this time, other than the San Diego Yard, not because we didn't have excess capacity in our system, I believe we did, but simply because the problem was so complex as to know what to do about it that we weren't prepared to make any decisions. We were continuing studies, and probably within the next 12 months we would arrive at conclusions relating to how to reduce the excess capacity in our Navy Yard system. I mention this to you because the press is hopping all over this, and also the congressional leaders, Jerry Ford, for example, called me. Why didn't we do something about Navy Yards? And I told him exactly the same thing and said that in the case of Jerry, I was a little franker. I told him I had three recommendations from the Navy, contradictory recommendations in three separate days, and this was no basis on which to arrive at decisions, and therefore we weren't going to make them until we were better prepared for them.
That's good. Is Jerry being a little political with us?
Well, yes. I don't. What he has been hearing and what he wanted me to confirm, I think, was that because of political pressures, I'd withdrawn Navy Yard closings, and I said absolutely not, that the Navy didn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Frank,
with you, and this is what happened.
That's excellent. Thank you very much.
Sir, thank you.
Bye.